Take three, side five, continuing with our interview with Dr. Paul Caput. Tell us about
it. All right, well, I joined an Episcopalian hospital in 1946, St. Margaret Memorial Hospital, as a staff member. One of the very few Jews. There are more now, of course. And I rose to the position of president of the staff and then became vice president of the board of directors of the hospital until I retired from hospital work. I no longer go to hospitals, so I retired from staff. I had as patients several of the bishops. The last bishop was the Right Reverend Bishop Austin Pardue. And one day, Bishop Pardue and his wife, Sadie, came to the office. They were going to take a trip to the Holy Land. And I said, when you go to Israel, if you have any medical problems, make certain that you go to a Hadassah hospital, since the Hadassah hospital and the medical care in Israel is second only to the United States and to Canada and England. It's the best in the world. So he said, when we go to the Holy Land, we'll remember that. Now, unfortunately, his wife in the, quotes, Holy Land, broke her ankle. So she went to some little hospital in the West Bank, Hebron or wherever it was, and her ankle had her ankle fixed there. They returned to the United States and came to see me, and she had a very painful deformed ankle. And I said, this needs surgery by an orthopedist, and I sent her and them to Dr. Ferguson, who was an orthopedist, and he had to fracture the ankle and so on. So after her recovery, they came to the office, and he said, next time I go to Israel, I will remember your advice.
Victory.
Anyway, we have remained very close friends since, and I saw him through a number of illnesses. They live in Rhode Island. They have a cottage. They don't have it anymore. They're both now in nursing homes. But when we were there last two or three years ago, they had we had dinner with them. And on the mantle, Gertrude should tell this story, there were two pictures, one of Jesus Christ and the other of Paul Caput.
Oh.
Which was fascinating.
What a tribute.
Yeah. He's a fine gentleman, and I mean to write him a letter. I'll see him when and if I go there again.
Are there any other experiences? The situation of being Jewish in a...
No, there was no... Well, I told you the experiences in California, that's what I
said. Yes.
Yeah. I had no uncomfortable experiences at St. Margaret's. It was very pleasant. It was more pleasant than my Jewish hospital, Montefiore. But that's another story, and I don't think I should go into that.
We'll leave that to your discretion. Tell us about some... Well, my other question, is there any other affiliation with the Jewish community, any other organization that you've been involved with?
Gertrude has taken care of involvement I just tag along.
What a joy. Yes. What a pleasure.
No, yes. I don't have any active involvement in any Jewish organization. My involvement is purely passive. I'm an accessory.
One that everyone looks up to, Paul, certainly. Is there anything else you'd like to... How about honors, awards that you may have picked up through the years?
I can't think of any special honors.
Publications that you
yes,
may have
Yes, I
had.
Have a list of 30 or so publications. Oh. I don't have with me my curriculum vitae.
That might be a useful thing for us to have.
Yeah, a number of years ago, I was a consultant for the United Mine Workers of America. They had clinics in Russellton and New Kensington. And I would go there one afternoon a week to see patients in consultation. I saw a lot of people, a lot of coal miners with back pain, with marked osteoarthritis of the spine due to work, and I thought it might be an interesting project to study these and write about it. So I applied to the NIH, National Institutes of Health, for a grant of $2,500 to subsidize this study. So a physician, an interviewing physician from NIH, came to interview me and to see the clinic and to review the project. And he said, "It's a very good project, but I'm going to turn it down unless you apply for a grant of $25,000. So I changed the grant application from $2,500 to $25,000, and I was given the grant.
Isn't that something? And the results of the study?
It's been published in the American Journal of Rheumatology. I'll give you a reprint.
All right, that would be lovely to include, yes.
I have sponsored several seminars in rheumatology in Pittsburgh. I don't have any particular honors otherwise.
Well, I think that we have wonderful information. And we're delighted to have been here to interview you, to have this as a permanent record for our community. It's really been fascinating and wonderful. And our
thank
thanks.
You. Ed Kojewich was a teacher at Peabody High School.
You tell them that thing.
K-O-Z. I have to look it up.
Yes, it's not the way it sounds.
No,
it's some C's and J's and W's.
He did sculpturing in brass. And I saw something like this at Carnegie Museum. So Gertrude called him and said, "I love that piece. Could you make one for me?" So he said he would think about it, but first he would have to meet us. So he came over to interview us, and he looked at some of the artwork, and he agreed with him that he would make that for us. So he did make that. He then, that piece for me. Then he had a showing at the Pittsburgh, on Shady Avenue, Pittsburgh
Plan for Art.
in which he had, in which I bought this little piece in the center next to the chair.
Yes.
And he had a little, he had a small band of musicians. There were small pieces, six or eight. So I, but that had already been sold. So I called him and I said, would you make another band for me? He says, he says, I only make one set, and that's been sold. It was sold to the late Katz. I said, well then, could you make a trombonist for me? And I had envisioned a little trombone. He said, yes, he would. A year went by, another year went by, and I called him. He says, I'm making it. One day he called. He says, I have it. And there it was.
There he is. He's
and
wonderful.
I had not anticipated what I had to pay for it, but nevertheless, it's worth every penny.
Yes,
I paid for it. It's a wonderful piece. I enjoy. Every time I walk through there, I look at him. I pat his head.
The violin
was made by a concentration camp victim, an artist, and it is really to show the deformed hand of the victim, the musician. And this was made by a now deceased artist, and I can't remember his name, but I have it, who was a dentist and worked in, this is the Israeli desert flower, whatever the, you know the name of it?
Sabra.
Pardon me?
Sabra.
What?
Sabra is a flower.
Yeah.
Sabra?
I don't know if that's the name of it, but it's an Israeli flower. We have some Japanese.